Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Ready?
Bring it.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back with episode number 10. That's right. That's right. Bacon Smiles, episode number 10. Can't believe we've done 10 of these. But that's right, I'm here. Steve Patera, founder of Bacon Smiles Ministry, as always, accompanied by my great friend,
Evan Shaw Mumford.
And it's been a while. The reason it's been a while is I've gone on 2 mission trips. And since we spoke last time, just to kind of recap what we talked about last time, we ended last time with the kickoff of Pokemon Go.
We made history.
And man, has it taken off. That is unbelievable where that app has gone.
I think they said that they made $200 billion so far.
That's a bit?
Just a bit.
Oh my goodness. And with all that extra, you know, pay as you go, play as you go, whatever stuff it is. But, I mean, you guys seem to love it. So it gets you out of the house. Yeah. Hopefully not hit by cars.
Right. Well, people are finding ways around it. I'm seeing pictures on Instagram of people strapping the phone to their dogs. So they go running around. They end up getting all this these Pokemon and the eggs to hatch. Some people are putting it on those little automated vacuum cleaners. So when they move around the house, it keeps your character walking.
That's real
so
funny.
I don't know. There's still some cheats going on.
We're going to talk about the mission trips that I went on. I went through one in Vermont and one through Catholic Heart Work Camp and a great organization that's them. Evan, you're going to talk about some stuff in music.
Sure.
And also the Olympics. So, as always, we also like to share the saint of the day. And the saint today is Saint Clare of Assisi. And we're going to talk about some of the cool stuff. And her journey,
sure.
Her journey, and then our news of the weird. I'll just give a little tease about it.
Okay,
it's an expression in the lengths people will go when they really want something, and that's all I'm gonna say. But the other thing that I wanted to touch on is kind of the mission statement of Bacon Smiles, because sometimes it gets lost in why I call it Bacon Smiles. I know Bacon Smiles seems like a silly name, and I had a good friend of mine go, why is your ministry named Bacon Smiles? He's like, you know, it just doesn't seem very Christian, which, to be honest, Bacon Smiles on its own doesn't seem very Christian, and I get that. And it's a silly name that I kind of like. And I think the kids that I minister to, high school age kids, they kind of get it. But that's not really where the name came from. The name came from the fact that I want to make people smile. And Luke 6:21, it's the Bible passage that the name comes from. It's all who are hungry shall be fed, and all who are weeping shall laugh. So what better way to feed you than with bacon?
Oh, yeah.
And Christ is going to make you smile. And that's the acronym BACON, and the word smiles, is believe always Christ offers new smiles. So no matter what happens in life, Christ is going to put people in your life, or he's going to show you ways that you're loved, and he's going to show you ways to make you laugh and to make you smile. Because if you focus on God's love, it'll be there. And if you focus on the positive in life, it'll be there. So there's going to be things to smile about. Mm. And there's going to be things to laugh about. And maybe sometime it's just going to be you looking at my business card and seeing Bacon Smiles. Right. But that's what it's all about. I have a calling to youth ministry and to making people laugh. Mm-hmm. It's what I want to do. And as I've talked about on this podcast before, I've had a lot of struggles in life, and I've had a lot of loss, and I've had a lot of down times. But God has put people in my life, like my good friend Evan and my amazing fiance, Eva, to pick me up. Mm-hmm. And That's what this ministry is all about. So I don't want it to get lost in the silliness that our calling is genuinely to minister to people. And I minister to people through laughter, and I ministered through people through my life experiences.
And bacon.
And bacon. Because, I mean, bacon is great. Bacon is proof that God loves us.
Exactly. You can put that on just about anything, bacon.
Yeah, I mean, bacon makes everything better. Even pudding.
That's right.
I'm not kidding. I would eat I would eat pudding with a stick of bacon.
They're going to roll that out this year at the Big E. I just know it.
Yeah, the bacon spoon. Somehow they will make a spoon out of bacon.
Yeah.
I got to patent that. No one steal that. It's going to be mine. But anyway, speaking of ministry, I went to Vermont, my good friend Dave Dumain's house, and helped him facilitate a mission trip a couple weeks ago. And it was a great time. The group that came up there, it was like 47 of them.
Wow.
And they came and went out into the community there of Jacksonville and Willington, Vermont, and just serviced through the community, painted the rectory at the church, went to homes of disabled and elderly people, and cleaned and gardened. And they worked at this not-for-profit farm, weeding and just planting and all this stuff that would have taken them all year to do. They just worked and got it all done. And of course, I got injured because
How'd you pull that off?
So, I'm just gonna say what happened. I fell through a barn roof.
What?
That's right.
Did anyone catch us on film?
No. I was walking back and forth across this barn roof. They had downed the barn, so the roof was actually only about 5 feet off the ground when I was walking back and forth across it. But we were harvesting the slate. Old, like, slate roof shingles, more like tiles, really, of slate, and we're taking them off, and I was walking back and forth across it for a couple hours, and then I just took a step, and the board gave out, and my leg went all the way through. If you look here, I got cuts all the way up my leg, and on my shin, it actually was really nasty.
Really?
Yeah. And so that was towards the end of that mission trip. And I say that mission trip because 3 days later, after I fell through a barn roof, I was I had to take our kids from St. Bart's on our mission trip. We went to Allentown, Pennsylvania through Catholic Heart Work Camp. And
that's a drive.
Yeah, it was actually not too bad. It was about 4 hours.
Oh, okay.
It was a little less, but yeah, so our work groups had some pretty amazing projects there. We worked at a shelter for homeless pregnant women, Mary's Shelter. It's like a Catholic charity down there. And women who have nowhere else to go, who are pregnant, this shelter takes them in, and they can stay there throughout their pregnancy, and then 3 to 6 months after the baby is born, and then there's other services that they can go to from there. So it can get them established, it can get them into a healthy, safe place, and there's people there to support them. And this organization also has tons of outreach where they have tons of baby clothes, tons of diapers, and people donate stuff all the time, and it's an amazing thing. So
that's awesome.
We clean like the whole building and everything. One of the other groups painted a mural at a Catholic community center. This mural came out awesome, and the only instruction they were given was, could you guys paint a mural?
Okay.
So that it was just awesome.
I'm sure the teens loved hearing that.
I mean, this mural looks like it would have taken like months to plan and months to put up, and they did it in 4 days.
Wow.
And that's just, you know, God is so great. And these teens, you know, I feel like they're, a lot of teens get a bad rap today. And this generation, and, you know, I think we're all guilty of it. We're like, man, this generation, they take things for granted, and they don't want to work hard, and they just want everything given to them. Well, this group, these teenagers gave up a week of their summer vacation to go serve a community in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
And I got to see some of the pictures posted on Instagram, which was really cool, too, to see these kids obviously get something so much out of it that they were willing to share it with their peers on social media.
Yeah, and it was just, it was honestly amazing. And, you know, I had to step up my game as far as getting injured, and my, my leg got infected. I ended up having to go to the hospital one night after we finished the, it was, I think it was like Monday. It was like the first end of the first work day. My leg was killing me. And we get back to the school where we're staying, and I'm like, I don't know what to do. And they had a nurse there, and she was like, you need to go to the hospital. You need to go right now. So I go to the hospital, and I don't want to be too gruesome, but they had to really clean it out.
Yeah.
And they found some more stuff. When I was in Vermont, they cleaned it out and had to take some stuff out. And I know I said I wasn't going to get too gruesome, and then I just
thought, too late.
Yeah.
We went there.
But anyway, so the doctor like made it pretty clear that like it was a really bad infection. They put me on some serious antibiotics, and they gave me like 2 weeks dosage of antibiotics. Wow. So it was a serious infection.
Well, it looks like it's getting better.
Yeah,
comparison to what you're saying.
Oh man, it was swollen. There was a big red mark all the way down my leg, and it was bad.
I have some Band-Aids with bacon on it. I wish we had planned this ahead of time. I could have given you a few.
That's great.
Hold your leg together.
You know, the funny thing is I am stubborn enough, and I feel very thankful and blessed that I was on this mission trip. I was talking to the other adult chaperones, and again, I feel tremendously blessed that there was enough chaperones there that I could go to the hospital. But if I was working that week, I wouldn't have gone to the hospital. I'm like, man, I gotta work. I gotta go to work tomorrow. But in this case, it was like, I need to be healthy to be a chaperone for these young people.
Right.
You know, our young adults, really, our high schoolers, you know, they need me to be able to drive them to the work site.
Right.
And I needed to be healthy for them. So going to the hospital at night, I don't know what that is. But anyway, yeah, so that was really cool that I had that opportunity. So I just love the fact that our kids and their willingness to serve. And Catholic Heart Work Camp is the one we go through, and they're always pretty awesome. So the other really cool thing is the Mass has just awesome worship music. We went to Mass every day.
Okay.
And just contemporary Christian music with worship.
Nice.
And then there's contemporary Christian worship music when we got back at night. And just the kids get so into it. You know, there's a musician there. He's got acoustic guitar. And the kids get involved. And they just love the music that we sing during the Mass and that we sing at night and in worship. And on that note, my good friend Evan is like the music encyclopedia. So as always, I always love to know what's coming out in music.
Well, Casting Crowns has just released a brand new single. They're going to be coming out with a new album, I think September next month, called The Very Next Thing. And they're going on tour with Matt Maher, I believe. So that'll be a cool tour to see. Also, something that's actually going viral today, it was kind of a cool moment. Jamie Grace, who's done a few songs with Toby Mac, got a record deal through him while he was going around YouTube, saw some of her videos. She was at an Adele concert for a birthday present to her, and about two rows away from the stage, and at one point during the concert, just for fun, she said, "Hey, we should sing together." Somehow Adele heard and ended up saying, "You want to sing with me? Come on up. Come on up this thing." And she thought she was joking. And she was going, no, come on, come on.
Wow.
So she ended up pulling Jamie Grace up onto the stage, asking, "Who are you? Where are you from? And all right, let's hear you sing something." And she probably wasn't expecting much. But Jamie just went a cappella singing one of Adele's songs and blew the crowd and Adele away. Like, they were both standing there, jaws dropped, and going, "Oh, my goodness." And then she said, "All right, sing anything you want. It doesn't have to be one of my songs." So Jamie Grace went into Can't Help Falling in Love by Elvis.
Wow.
And Adele was so moved, she said, keep in touch. Find me on Twitter and send me the video to this. Let's keep in touch.
Wow.
Which the cool story behind this was just last week, Jamie Grace had posted some stuff online about just being frustrated with her music career.
Wow.
And just feeling like she wasn't sure if it was going to be going on much longer. She was having doubts about whether or not she could keep up. And so she was just kind of in this fork in the road, just which direction do I go? And then fast forward to this week when this happens, and now I'm just cruising around on mainstream news sites, and they're posting the video to this, and she's getting this incredible exposure, and people are saying, oh, she's been nominated for a Grammy, she's won Dove Awards, and this and that.
Awesome.
So I see that and just go, God was just showing off.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of those prime situations where you see, you know, I can get frustrated, but
yeah,
there's a plan.
Yeah, that moment where you're just like, man, I'm losing faith that this is my calling. Mm-hmm. That this is where I'm supposed to be. And then, oh, no.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
You guys just like, well, let me show you this. Yeah.
You sure? You have little faith? I got you.
That's so funny how that works out, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so cool.
So yeah, that's going viral right now, which was really, really cool to see. Also, the last podcast, about a month ago, we were talking about the new Hillary Scott CD from Lady Antebellum. She went solo for this project. She's still with the band. I actually listened to the album a few weeks ago. One of my favorite albums from this year.
Wow. Okay.
It like moved me to tears.
That's high praise.
Was that?
That's high praise.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's, you know, she ended up doing this project with her family members because they were writing some songs, going through some tough stuff with her grandfather passing away. And they said, well, let's record this project and then we'll have something to listen back to. And Hillary Scott said, well, if we do this, I want everybody to hear it. You know, I don't want to limit it just to us.
Yeah.
And I could see it, like, if I end up getting this, as I asked the label if they're going to release this as a vinyl. Haven't heard anything yet. But I'm like, you know what, if one day when I get a copy of this, this might be one of those albums you pass along to your kids and your kids look back and have fond memories of growing up listening to an album.
Yeah.
For me, that was Kenny and Dolly. You know, Kenny and Dolly. For me, I was like, "Oh yeah, my childhood memories." So that might be that'd be my future kids.
That's awesome. You know, you think about stuff like, memories. You know, how music can carry from generation to generation, and I feel like the attention span for stuff like that. Something has to be really good in it.
Yeah.
Something has to be like a classic to really, to really carry. You know.
Yeah.
Just stuff, noises are happening in here.
Getting used to a new studio.
The other thing that's going on right now is the Olympics.
The Olympics, yes. Have you been watching?
I have watched some. Like, well, it's like some of the,
I know you were on a mission trip. So.
Yeah, so I you know, watched some of the swimming, really. Mm. You know, that seems to be the big thing with Michael Phelps and the weird thing about like the Asian medical technique of cupping has now become like this big viral thing. Like what happened to his arm and his stuff? And I was like, that's literally...
He just got stuck to the side of the pool, you know, with the vents.
But this is literally a technique that's been around for thousands of years. I feel like people are like, oh, what's this new? Right. What's this new thing?
Asian technique.
It's an ancient medical technique.
Right.
You know, it's been around for thousands of years. Oh, I think they're cheating. We might have to cut that out.
We might have to take that out.
If there's a... pretty inspirational. I think we're gonna have to cut some of that out. There was a pretty inspirational story that you were sharing with me before we started from the Olympics.
One of the cyclists, and she's not getting the attention that Michael Phelps is getting. She's relatively new to this platform, but she's a cyclist, And she's turning 43 today. But, like, on the eve of her birthday, she ended up going into the racing competition, and she actually became the first person, regardless of gender, regardless of country, to win 3 consecutive golds in the same discipline.
Wow.
And what was cool about it was she had a lot of peers that were asking her, why are you coming out of retirement to do this? She liked biking a lot and just being really well in shape. And they said, why do you want to come out of retirement when you're going to be performing at a really elite competition with a lot of younger people? And she said, because I can, you know, just simply because I can.
If she can qualify for it, why wouldn't she want to go?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So the day before, her friend ended up coming in 4th place, and the weather conditions were perfect. You know, it was sunny, nice and dry. Person lost. It was a devastating loss. But she ended up, instead of wallowing in the disappointment of it, was leaving inspiring messages around for Kristen Armstrong. And so between her motivation and seeing those encouraging messages, you see the result of it, of she was able to make history, not just as a gold winner, but someone who won 3 consecutive golds in one you know, situation like this. So that was pretty cool.
That's awesome. And just like the fact that, you know, someone can have a positive influence on,
right.
We can have positive influences on each other. And that's really what, you know, what the Olympics is about. Even if it's an individual event, your teammates are your fellow countrymen,
mm-hmm.
you know, and your fellow competitors in that sport. So it's, I guess it's easy to wallow in your defeat, but
right.
She wanted to turn around and help out her, right. you know, her fellow competitor.
And that's what's cool about the Olympics and a lot of art form platforms. You know, you see a lot of people of different backgrounds, different countries coming together, and it might not be the social norm, but in these instances, people are coming together. One of the most iconic photos, it's being called the most iconic photos of the game, and I'll show you the picture, but this is of Hong Eun Jong and Lee In Ju. I hope that I pronounced that correctly.
Oh, that's good.
But they're from North and South Korea.
Wow.
And they're gymnastic performers, and they ended up taking a selfie together. Just saw each other and said, hey, come on, let's get a selfie. And someone took a picture of it, and it's been inspiring a lot of people.
Yeah,
I'm sure some people are going to be riled up about it. But at the same time, you know, when you see something like that, when there's such conflict between two countries.
Yeah, and then there's just the genuineness of the competition and the fact that these two girls don't really buy into whatever, you know, the strife between their countries is, you know.
Right.
And so that's really what, you know, the Olympics are supposed to be about. Just about that kind of love and sharing the positive energy with each other, regardless of where you come from.
Right.
You know, and supporting each other. And you see the competitive nature of everyone wanting to win, but then you genuinely see the good sportsmanship of the people who fell short, because they know that they're still, like, top 5 in the world at what they do. So it's just, it's an amazing thing to see that kind of competitive nature, but also the good sportsmanship.
Yeah, that's what I like hearing, just the individual stories and just what they, the hurdles they have to jump in order to jump the hurdles. But
Well, and the journey to get there.
Exactly.
The journey in life. And that's, you know, it's funny that when you just kind of walk into a transition from one topic to another. Mm. But the journey through life is what makes saints saints.
Yeah.
And today's saint of the day is Saint Clare of Assisi. Most people are probably more familiar with St. Francis of Assisi. There's actually a church here in South Windsor, Connecticut, that is the parish of St. Francis of Assisi. And St. Clare of Assisi was such a close follower of Francis of Assisi, and she grew very close to him. She saw him speak one day and asked him to help her live a more holy life. And he, you know, turned her towards an order, and she became a nun, a sister. And she kept bringing up so much good around her that it gave her a nickname that translated to the other Francis, meaning that she reminded people so much of Saint Francis of Assisi that that's what she became known as. That was like her nickname. And she had many miracles. There's one where people came to attack the city of Assisi, and she just came out of the worship center or whatever it would be, a church, holding the Blessed Sacrament, and something struck in that moment, something struck so much terror in the people that were there to invade the city that they turned around and ran.
Wow.
And I mean, that's just like one of the many amazing stories that you hear of saints, is them, their total trust and faith in God, in the fact that that Blessed Sacrament is Jesus Christ. And she knew that the power of Christ was going to be there with her in that moment. That's just awesome, isn't
it? Yeah, absolutely.
So as with all of our podcasts, we always want to make sure that we celebrate the saint of the day. And St. Clare of Assisi is a pretty awesome saint. So
absolutely.
Think of her today or tomorrow when you listen to this. Or if I remember
next
to
week.
Put it up, you know. Or I put it up and actually promote it. That happens. But it, at this point, we're going to get on to the news of the weird. But if there's any weird cuts or spaces in this one, we had a couple of laughing fits that we might need to take out just for time purposes and just to make the flow of the conversation go a little better. We might move some of the laughing and some of the jokes to the end like we used to in some of the earlier ones. But we are trying to keep this around. A half hour as best we can. So with that, on to Evan and the news of the weird.
Yeah, I found this story out of China. I think it's Changsha, China, where someone had chained their bicycle up to a tree and locked it all up. But someone still found a way to steal the bike. What they ended up doing, and I saw the video. It looked like they had a handsaw. They chopped the tree down. And then once it collapsed, removed the chain and just rode off on the bicycle.
I mean, that's just amazing. Evan and I actually watched the video before the podcast so that we could kind of comment on it. And I'm looking at this thing going, is no one seeing this? Is no one seeing this?
Because there's a security camera that catches the whole thing.
And this isn't like a small tree. This isn't like, you know, the tiny tree you see in a parking lot. This is like a tree you see in a park.
Right.
Like a tree that's, I don't know, 30, 40 feet tall. Like I'm trying to get the just the overall size in comparison to the bicycle and the trash can that's next to the tree. Because it's kind of like the trees that you'll see along a street side, but it's taller and it's fuller. There's a lot of tree there. like the actual stem may only... Trunk.
Trunk.
That's a better word. The trunk of the tree is actually probably around like a foot wide, maybe?
Probably, yeah.
And this bike is chained around the tree. The lengths that people will go to steal a bicycle. That, and on top of that, he's riding a scooter.
With a basket in the back.
He's got... He didn't even steal the bike because he needed a means of transportation.
You want to bring E.T. along with him.
He stole the bike and put it in the trunk of his own bike. He has a bicycle with a basket on the back, and he put the bike in the basket. Okay, so listen. If he would put that much effort into anything else in life, I feel like he would not need to steal a bicycle. How badly do you need a bike if you already have a bike? How bad do you need a bike to cut a tree down?
So to great lengths.
This is utterly ridiculous. But
went to the gym beforehand to spruce up, you know?
It's just ridiculous. But as always, we like to leave with laughing. And I'm in awe of the people that seem to enjoy this podcast. And that's why we keep doing it. Like I said at the beginning, this is number 10. So thanks for following along with us. We always are looking for new topics and stuff. So as always, you can reach me, steve@baconsmiles.org, stevie.pt on Instagram, stevie_pt on Twitter. That might be reversed. I always forget. Sorry. but Steve Patera on Facebook. You can find me. I'm out there. And if you found this podcast, you know my website. So there's a contact form on there, too. What do you got?
So I can be found on Instagram and Snapchat at EvanCT. And then if you go on Twitter, it's Evan the DJ. DJ with two E's, a J, A, and Y.
And a couple of Q's.
D and J were already taken.
Look at my name tag. It's big. All right.
It's Brian.
That's Brian Regan, for those of you who don't know. As always, thank you guys so much. God bless you all. Make sure you keep smiling. And thanks again for listening. God bless. And just see what it sounds like. It seems like my voice got deeper all of a sudden. Yeah. I do like this beat as it comes in. It just comes in like, oh, hello, how's everybody? How's everyone doing out there? Let's have a car.
Welcome to the podcast.
The Cubs are doing pretty good this year.
That went right to the red.
Hi. Hold on. I just have one question for you. If you were a hot dog, would you eat yourself?
If the moon was made of cheese, would you eat it?